Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about our next guest that's on our program today. Joining us from the UK is Rakan Ray. He's making his first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about his new project called Inaugurated, but what it's been like for him to see the way that people are responding to his music, as well as the single that we'll be able to hear here, Snakes and Ladders. Rakan, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Kaya, thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations again to you on Inaugurated. I know it's something that you were very excited about being able to release. What has it been like for you, Rakan, to see the way that people are responding to the music?
It's been great. It's been amazing, you know, because I've been releasing music for quite some time now, and I haven't really received that much respect. Mm-hmm. But with Inaugurated EP, I think, with all the hard work and professionalism that I put into it, it's definitely reaping from that, and I'm getting a lot of positive interest and nice feedback, and so much people are tweeting me and emailing me saying they've bought it and they love it, and I'm just loving it. I'm really thrilled by the response.
Yeah, well, it is really, I think, a powerful project. We'll be sharing with our listeners here how they can get it for themselves on, of course, iTunes and other sites. You know, this has been a journey, as you said, Rakan, you've been involved in for quite some time. You've been a lover of music for most of your life. When did you first know, though, that music is something that you wanted to do? Hello, Rakan, can you hear us? Hello, Rakan, are you there? Okay, we seem to have lost our connection with Rakan. We're going to try to get that fixed. Again, Rakan is joining us today from the UK, so it may be a technical issue there with the line, so we'll try to get that fixed. I've referenced the single, though, Snakes and Ladders. Here is that single from his project, Inaugurated. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
Hello.
Study the horizon.
said they want me there, but they're hoping that I go. Wanna see me score, but be talking for the ball. Wanna see me score, but be talking for the ball. Talking for the ball, baby, talking for the ball.
That was Rakan Ray with Snakes and Ladders right here on Conversations Live from his new EP, Inaugurated. We're back with our conversation with Rakan, who's joining us live from the UK today. Rakan, can you hear us okay now?
Yeah, I can. It's fine.
Good, good. Well, you know, as I was asking you before we lost you there for a moment, I was asking about your love of music. I know you've been doing music for quite some time. When did you first realize, though, that music was what you wanted to do?
As a child, I was very in my own world and in my own bubble, and I found pleasure in escapism. So I was always carrying around notebooks and writing poems and short stories, and then I was heavily interested and involved in performing arts, especially acting and drama. Mm-hmm. So when I went to theatre school, I went to two theatre schools over here in London, and then I was just surrounded by kids who were just like me, and we all loved music, and those who were around me, they were very music-orientated. But it became official when I was 14 years old, when I sat down with myself and I said to myself, that's what I genuinely want to do with my life.
Yeah. You know, that song, Snakes and Ladders, one of the things that I thought about with it is, you know, the climb of success when it comes to pursuing your dreams, that, you know, it really is about moving forward. Do you see this EP, Rakan, as that next step for you on your own level of success, being able to share your love of music this way with the world?
With the EP, do you mean? Because it cut out 1 second. What did you say, sorry?
Yes, I was just saying, do you see this EP as a way of being able to take that next step on the ladder to sharing your gift with the world?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Already I have so much opportunities that I wasn't receiving prior to releasing the EP. I've spawned, for example, me doing this as well. So definitely, it's just elevated me. And I even had a feeling, whilst I was recording it, me and my team were saying that this is about to be big. It's about to elevate me and get ready just for the rise. And me to it's going to shoot myself up and elevate me. And that's definitely what it's done. So definitely.
Yeah. You are in the UK. We are in the States, Rakan. Of course, because of the internet, you're able to make these kind of connections. Has that also been part of the fun for you, knowing that people outside of the, you know, outside of the country, around the world, are able to listen to your music?
Definitely. It's amazing. I think in this digital age, social media has become become a very key tool. And for me as well, I use social media a lot, you know, and Twitter and Facebook and stuff to keep to my supporters and tell us about information. It's definitely helped, and you know, I think without social media, it would have been very hard for me to get the worldwide reports that I'm receiving. So it's definitely helped. And it's a lovely feeling all around, but in a lot of interest in America and Europe, and it's a lovely feeling.
Right. Do you also see, I mean, at your age, I mean, being 17 years old, Rakan, do you see at your age you're able to inspire other people to go for their own dreams?
Yeah, I have. I've been, it's so lovely when I receive emails, especially a lot of emails from people telling me that I've inspired them to start making music and, because, you know, I am a bit different, you know. Not usually you come across people who are like me. And I've been told that I've inspired through my fashion as well, because I'm a very fashionable person and I like to dress up in, you know, bright colors and stuff. I just love doing me. And I've been told that people are inspired by, well, they themselves tell me that they're inspired by me and they want to now do music and work with me. And it's, yeah.
That in itself is a great thing. You mentioned social media, of course, Twitter. I mean, you have, you know, thousands that are staying in contact with you there. You have Facebook. You have Instagram. So many other places that people are able to find you. Your music, though, also is available all over the place. When people hear Inaugurated, Rashawn, you know, what do you hope they're able to find out about you as an artist through this music?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one second?
Sure, no problem. No, I was saying when people hear your EP Inaugurated, what do you hope they're able to think about as far as you as an artist?
When people hear Inaugurated, I want them to hear my truth. I want them to hear my story. I want them to know that we're just the same. I'm just like them. They're just like me. And I also want them, whether or not they like the music on it, if you don't like my music, that's fine, but just respect me for what I do. Respect me as an artist. You can look at me and be able to say that, yo, that boy's an artist. I may not like it, but respect me. I want the music to really soak in with people, because the messages that I'm saying are really key to me, and it's just truth, it's just honesty, and that's what I want them to take.
Yeah. Well, I think that's exactly what they will be able to take. Again, everyone, Rakan Ray has been our guest. Inaugurated is the title of the EP. You guys heard the single Snakes and Ladders on our program. There are other great tracks on it as well. You guys can stay in contact with Rakan either through social media. You can find him on Twitter, at Rakan Ray, and then, of course, through Facebook as well. He also has a Bandcamp page where you can actually be able to buy the music at rakanray.bandcamp.com, and Rakan is spelled RakanRay.bandcamp.com. The music is also available through iTunes, Amazon, wherever you buy your music online. So definitely take advantage of buying the entire project, your favorite single, and then also to help spread the word as well. Rakan, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for that, and we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You guys can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.